Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jack Mitchell's here. Jack's a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. That's right. He's been hanging out with us a long time. Chairman of the Mitchell Family of Stores, and he has been joining us now over the years to talk to us about, first to talk to us about the key to their success, which was just outrageous. Thermonuclear service for their customers, loving them up. And I've seen it, folks. I've seen it in action. I've been there. They've loved me up there, and it's pretty impressive how they take care of customers. And then Jack started the franchise of a series of books that he's been working with now for the last several years, Hug Your Customers and several in between, and now the new one, Selling the Hug Your Customer Way. He's our good friend, Jack Mitchell. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim, very, very much. I'm thrilled to be back, and it's a real honor to be back. Thank you for listening and working with me.
Well, I've enjoyed having you on the show. And of course, now, you know, Jack, when you and I first met, you barely had two stores. You had just acquired Richards.
Exactly.
And since then, you've grown to eight. So I'm not going to take too much credit for the fact that all this growth has happened.
You've been a real advocate, and surely
there's some connection there somewhere, Jack.
You bet there is, Jim. That's for sure.
Exactly.
I mean, as you know, we have stores in Greenwich, Connecticut, Huntington, Long Island, and we have different brands.
San Francisco, you got them out on the West Coast, and San Francisco,
Palo Alto, and now Mario's in Seattle and Portland, Oregon.
Right,
which is sort of like a partnership
about all those.
But it's,
so the key to your success is having fun,
and business is very solid, very, very good. You know, everyone says the whole bricks and mortar is you know, we're not holding our own. We're moving ahead, and we're proud of that. But it's all about hugging the customers, which is of course a metaphor. We have to be right up front, especially in these days.
Yeah.
Any actor that says, wow, these folks really care about me as a real person.
Well,
anything
the thing,
like that.
The thing that you've done with the way you service your customers within an inch of their lives and the way you've gotten to know them, the way you do know them and you anticipate what they need, you keep up with their expectations. You know, Jack, one of the things that I've tried to get across to people for years now is your customers have expectations. Those expectations are evolving, and if you're not evolving with those expectations, you're not going to make it. And your system, your Hug Your Customer system, keeps up with that. And now you want to help people sell with the Hug Your Customer way. Talk to us about what you mean by that.
Well, I mean by that that it's the hugging culture, which is, again, it's really about caring for your customers, as you just said.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe there is a process in the selling product, whether you're selling potatoes or clothes or you're selling the goodwill that you do on your show. It's about this process, and I have five simple steps in that, or stages. First is connecting. You have to connect with a customer. Let's use our stores as an example, but again, it could be anything that you're selling, any product or service. You know, so people walk in our stores and how do you welcome them? Welcome to our home. Come on in. Nice to have you with us. Good morning. Something just like you're welcoming into your home. And then you have to,
which has got to include saying thank you 100 times in the first hour. I mean,
absolutely.
You just can't say thank
absolutely
you too much, can you?
No, that's
and never say, I bet nobody in the Mitchell Richards group, the Mitchell Family Stores, I bet nobody says no problem.
Nope, absolutely. And they don't say, may I help you? Because what do you say when you walk into a store? No, just looking. That's attitude.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is the second stage is to decode the mission. Did you come in for a blue blazer? Did you come in for a cup of coffee because you know us? Did you come in? So you're trying to decode why they came into the store or why they came into why you're having me on today. What's the mission? Why did they come in? And then you move to the next one, which is show and share. I don't like show and tell because no one likes to be told. Nobody likes to be sold. People like to share. So you share in these conversations back and forth, and then all of a sudden you find out what the customer wants. It's not what you want to sell. It's what they want to buy. And my fourth stage, which is the one that, Jim, when people have read the book and my people like with your great new book, The Third Ingredient, that we got a lot of endorsers and a lot of blurbs, the people that have read it say this is one of the key things that we do that in any great sale. You allow the buy. You figure out what the customer wants. They know what they want, mm-hmm. but you can help them by the show and share. Then once they start buying, once they go from to that buying mode or that buying mood, then you can sell them what they want, but you may, because of your experience and your product knowledge or service knowledge, be able to, they need it today. They need the suit done or the dress hem today. So that's what they need. That's what they're buying. So we, you know, we have 18 tailors in our tailor shops in Connecticut. So we can do that right away from them. So then you can also, if it's all of a sudden you're selling a dress, or let's say a sport coat, then you need trousers, you need shoes. All of a sudden, once they get into that buying mood, it's so the last one, of course, you have to kiss them goodbye, just as you welcome them, and as you say thank you over and over again, and you kiss them goodbye, you walk them to the door, or you deliver the product, whatever it might be, and then I have the last one is always one for good measure. You know, you and I have talked about that over the year. You always do something extra that makes mm-hmm. them say, wow, mm-hmm. these people really care about me. By the way, that's our we've put it now in writing, and we're using it over and over again. Our mission is to make people feel great.
If people
feel great during this process, then guess what? We're beginning to move them from customers to clients, people that become loyal customers for life, forever.
When I deal with my customers, if at least once a month one of them doesn't say something about, wow, I didn't see that coming, wow, I didn't expect you to do that. If I don't get at least something like that once a month, I know I have to step up my game. I want my customers to be wowed by whatever I do for them. And that's how you get customers you can't run off and customers that the competition can't get into.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden you own market share. Yeah. And then we also, in our stores now, obviously we use data. I mean, the values that we have, you know, where customers are the center, absolute center of the mm-hmm. universe. And everybody sells, by the way. It isn't just the sales associates, but the buyers are on the floor. I'm on the floor, you know, with my tape, my brother.
Jack,
I got to
take a quick break. One quick thing I want to point out, though, folks, that whole scenario that Jack just described, when you accomplish that, your margins go up. More profit. How about that? 20 after, right back with Jack Mitchell. The book is called Selling the Hug Your Customers Way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.